Simon & Schuster Audio presents Incomparable by Bree and Nikki Bella. Read by Jamie Mattler and Lisa Flanagan. With an introduction read by the authors.
This book is dedicated to our family. Thank you for letting us share our story.
And to our Bella Army. We wouldn't be where we are at today without you all.
Introduction. Cutting the Promo. 2019. San Diego, California. Bree. In wrestling, cutting a promo is when you get on the mic and create your backstage storyline. Whether victim or heel, good guy or bad, beloved or betrayed, promos are the basis of every great in-ring rivalry, of every highly tuned moment of drama on the mat. It's your chance to make the audience care so that when you step out onto that ramp, you're met with boos or cheers, both equally good as far as ratings go. Promos are, for the most part, pure fabrication, a device of writers and producers who know how to craft compelling characters who know how to make good TV. Because we are twins, they didn't have to use a lot of imagination when they launched us on the main roster. We are identical, so their strategy was to treat us like the same person. They made it about our twindom, not us individually. They made us dress identically, wear our hair identically, move in the ring identically, achieve an identical body composition. This is common in twin culture. In the baby and toddler years, you see it as identical dressing, almost as an inability to treat twins differently, to introduce any individuality at all. It's a version of treating everyone the same until they have a chance to express who they are on their own. When you get older, the cracks in the twindom begin to show. You enter the age of comparison, which lasts your whole life. Which one of you is skinnier? Which is smarter? Which is better at soccer? Knowing the comparison is coming, that your benchmark is the woman who shared the womb with you, who is sitting next to you, means that you learned how to compete often and easily. We accepted that it was a hallmark of life. The problem is that the very act of comparison typically requires that someone be better. Someone needs to win.
Nicole, in many ways, being a twin is like competing against yourself. It's this weird ground where you want to distinguish yourself. You want to win, but it is entwined with love. You don't want the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?